Hey, beautiful. If you're an accumulator money habit archetype, then stick around because we're going to talk about how that could be holding you back in business. Okay, if you're the accumulator money habit archetype, then usually you're the envy of your friends because what that means, this accumulator money habit archetype, it means you've got a pattern of more money flowing in than is flowing out, that you always have some left over, that you always save some for a rainy day, that you have some savings put aside and usually they're growing. And most people envy that because that's what they're all aiming for, right? But the thing is that depending on what underlying story you've got that's driving that pattern, it's not always a good thing because sometimes you're actually driven and motivated by fear and a feeling of it never being enough. So even though you're accumulating money and you're putting money aside, you're not feeling stress-free around money. In fact, even though you've got savings, you're still afraid and you want to accumulate even more just in case. And that's not a lot of fun. So let's talk about how that can be holding you back in business in particular, and then we'll talk about what to do about it, of course. So if you're an accumulator driven by fear and lack, then what tends to happen is that you hold back in business and you're holding back from spending money on the things that help your business grow, on the things that help you be supported in your business. And so what that can then lead to is burnout and slow growth and frustration because you're penny pinching and you're trying to run everything on a shoestring. And look, that is totally smart in the beginning, but you tend to overdo it. Because there does come a time where you need to invest a little bit more so that you can grow and expand and so you can be supported. And you tend to delay that as much as possible and sometimes never ever do it. And so you do end up getting burnt out, disheartened and going, you know what, this is all way too hard. And your business doesn't grow as quickly as it could if you had put that little bit of money into being supported and into allowing it to grow. So that's a very, very serious outcome of how that accumulator money habit archetype pattern is directly affecting your business's success and income. Now, the second thing is that as a money habit archetype, as an accumulator money habit archetype, even when you're successful in business, it usually doesn't feel like it's enough. Never feels like it's enough because it's never enough and it's never good enough. So you don't actually feel successful. You don't allow yourself to feel proud and accomplished because it's still like, oh, I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite there. There's the next goal and the next goal and the next goal. And you never feel like you can stop to smell the roses and celebrate what you've accomplished because it just still doesn't seem enough. You know, you've got to that next level of income. Maybe you've hit the six figures and you go, well, no, because you know, I still don't feel as safe and secure as I want to feel. So I've got to keep pushing. I've got to keep going. And so you never actually get to sit back and celebrate your accomplishments. And that's really, really sad. And the other thing is that this vibration of lack, of it's never enough, it actually slows you down. And so you're accumulating money, yes, but you're doing it very much from a place of fear and from a place of hard work rather than from a place of being in alignment with abundance and being open and in the flow of it and just allowing it to come to you. You're hustling, you're working hard, and the fear is constantly there driving you, pushing you forward. And so that dampens your abundance vibe and means you're working a hell of a lot harder than you need to be. So these are some of the key ways that being an accumulator is really slowing you down in terms of your business and your business growth. And so the solution is you need to start shifting that fear and that story of lack that's motivating you. You can keep all the great habit patterns going, that's cool, but you need to look at the underlying story and start to shift it so you can start to enjoy your business, so you can stay in alignment with abundance, and so you can let it grow and flow. So the easiest and quickest way to do that is to jump on my Money Habit Archetype quiz, which will, yes, number one, confirm that you are indeed an accumulator. And you know what? Just a quiet one. Most accumulators don't think they are one because they feel like if I was a true accumulator, I'd have a lot more money accumulate by now. So it's very indicative of being an accumulator to think you are not one. So number one, it will confirm that you are indeed an accumulator. And number two, much more importantly, I will then send you a series of emails to help you drill down from that accumulator pattern and into the story that's sitting beneath it that is pushing and driving it, so that you can start to change and shift that story and transform it into a much more empowering story. Because we want you to enjoy your business and to allow it to grow as quickly and as joyfully as possible. So off you go. Link is in the description for you. And until I see you next, make sure you keep embracing that beautiful and unlimited potential of yours. Bye-bye.